Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
50 years of the NFL today on CBS. Everybody was dressed up with 70s gear, and the graphics were 70s, and the music and everything else 70s, which I appreciated. And the Steelers played a game right out of the 1970s by forcing a ton of turnovers and winning in many ways an ugly game, 21-14 to get to 2-1. Let's get to our PM team plays of the game, starting with Donald Football. Here is his play.
May will fire it. It's picked off. Intercepted by Echols.
Oh, that was a short one. I give a lot of credit to Cam Hayward on this play, too, because once you saw the replay that he deflected the football, that took it from an easy touchdown pass to the interception. Because I think if he gets that through cleanly, it's a touchdown. I forget which receiver was back there. Was it Booty, maybe?
I believe it was Booty.
I think it's a touchdown, and everything's even going into the locker room. I mean, it was able to – it gave them a chance – to catch their breath a little bit. They were able to take a lead into the locker room. I know that didn't matter last week, but one of the many timely turnovers they did have, and I do think they deserve credit for those.
Mike Tomlin on Brandon Echols' big game.
He's been real solid, man, but he's been real solid throughout this whole process for us. Team development and so forth. He made some big plays today, the interception, the fourth down tackle. He was engaged in the game. He is a good teammate, and I'm glad we got him.
Donnie, that happened two plays after Drake May looked like he suffered a concussion, and nothing was done about it. Slams his head against the artificial turf.
Ow, my head.
Grabs
hands go to
his
face
helmet,
mask.
Has a look of anguish and pain on his face, and the independent neurologists and spotters do absolutely nothing about it.
I thought we had a Josh Dobbs appearance in our future at some point.
I was watching the game in a crowded, you know, with a bunch of different people. Wasn't just like sitting there in the bat cave like Pony, I assume, was taking copious notes. And the initial reaction to the pick when we didn't really notice that Hayward had gotten a finger on it to tip it and alter it was, man, does May see the defender there? Is he even like aware? Because everyone kind of thought he should have been out of the game at that point, at least getting looked at for a play or two.
Here is Mulsey's play of the game.
Stevenson, single setback. They run him, and Stevenson stumbles in, unless he was brought down first, and the Steelers believe they got to him.
I think they have the ball.
And the ball popped free. Peyton Wilson comes out of the pack with it, and this is a bang-bang play. And Pittsburgh has got it.
Ball's out.
Stevenson has fumbled again. He lost it before he hit the goal line.
So that was as bang-bang as it gets with, like, knee was still up a fraction of an inch above the ground when the ball came out. And I highlighted that play for two reasons. One, it came right on the heels of Rodgers throwing, as Pony put it, maybe the worst interception he's ever seen out of him. It was a yacker. It was one that a bad quarterback would throw. It immediately swung the momentum back for the Steelers, and they didn't do a lot with it, which became a theme, but it took the Patriots an entire... another 10-plus minutes of game time, actually more than that, to eventually tie the score, and I think it kind of blunted what could have been maybe an onslaught had they gotten the touchdown there. Also, it's Hayward making the play. How about this for a stat line? 6 total tackles, a sack, a quarterback hurry, a pass defensed, which would be your play, Donnie, the Eccles play, a forced fumble for Cam Hayward on the heels of a game where they lost against Seattle, but if they win that game, him tipping the ball up that Herbig takes back for a long return and sets up a touchdown is maybe the play of the game. If you want me to be positive about one thing today with no caveats or strings attached, I do believe after one game, rumors of Cam Hayward's demise were in fact greatly exaggerated.
Tomlin on Cam Hayward's fumble.
Huge. You know, that's why we spend as much time practicing down in that space as we do as a collective. We got to be great on defense. In the effort to win the point swing, we got to be great on offense. And when you take the ball away, man, you get all 7 points. Usually you're fighting for 4. But, man, those takeaways, particularly down there, were big.
And here is my play of the game.
Rodgers dials it up. End zone. Touchdown. Calvin Austin. Steelers take the lead.
I thought they were going to settle for 3. Plays going backwards. Kenneth Gainwell gets a pickup to make it 3rd and manageable, and then Austin and Aaron Rodgers. Calvin Austin had had a very quiet game to that point. Wide receiver 2 in witness protection ever since the Jets breakout game. And he answers by making a catch on a ball that Aaron Rodgers admitted afterwards was not the best throw he's ever made.
Yeah, we had to have a drive there. So, guys made some plays. That important play was the screen there, Kenny cutting it back inside to give us a 3rd and manageable. And then we actually just talked about that in the huddle before the drive, about just a subtle signal on what I might want if I gave that when Cal was on the other side. So it was nice he was in the same page. I didn't throw the best ball, but Cal's so damn fast. You know, he made a great play.
And that's something that PFF won't give him credit for. That they had a little ESP, a little code between the two of them that they shared in exchange that allowed for Calvin Austin to pick up what Aaron Rodgers was putting down and sort of an ad-lib touchdown.
Suggests
in that situation.
To me that he did not hold against Calvin Austin his little play against the Seahawks, which might have also turned the game in the wrong direction.
Absolutely.
I actually thought it looked on first blush like a very good throw, and probably the more positive thing, if you want me to be positive about something else, is I just assumed Mike Tomlin was going to play for 3 with Chris Boswell and trust his defense to hold them to nothing. And I love that they've got this guy that you brought in because you love his resume and you know he's an all-time great, and you actually let him try to not win the game outright but put a damn near stranglehold on it.
PM team, plays of the game. Donnie, Brandon Eccles interception. Malsey, Ramondre Stevenson, 2nd fumble, and my play of the game, Rodgers to Austin to win it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at uhc.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.